an idea in Canmore to potentially relieve some of that housing burden. Donna Scott is joining us on the program. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Rob and Tanya. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
This has to do with the visitor accommodation rules in places like, well, I know you're an owner in Mystic Springs. There are some other buildings along Kananaskis Way and in other parts of town that qualify under this. Can you tell us what exactly this is and what that means?
Well, the visitor accommodation zoning took place back in the early 2000s, and the intent of it was to protect our tourist accommodation units and make sure that Canmore would have enough tourism accom for our growing tourism businesses here. And for the first little while, it worked up until about 2008. And then what we started seeing was the zoning was actually having a negative effect.
Just so people realize that zoning, what it does is it restricts the amount of time you can stay in the unit to 28 days. So it can double as a weekend home for someone who owns it, as well as being in a rental pool, you can rent it out, but no one can actually live in it.
That's
as a full-time
correct.
Resident.
After the financial crash of 2008, we saw our property values drop in half or more because banks stopped financing or giving mortgages to people who had this restriction. And then the rental pool business model also broke. Everyone was losing money in these rental pools.
The result was that the zoning put in place to ensure that this is visitor accommodation was no longer really effective.
No.
The loss of property values is a significant concern.
On the other side of the coin, the fact that our property values are lower might mean that we could have an opportunity here for the town to get rid of the 30-day stay zoning and release these units in the hundreds as affordable housing.
When you look at how many units there are in places like, you know, Mystic Springs and Solera and all these other places that qualify under visitor accommodation, that right now, I mean, the pricing on them is right in that sweet spot of maybe people in town here could afford. And these units already exist. We wouldn't have to build anything new. So I can see certain benefits of that. Are there any pitfalls potentially to watch for here?
This issue has come before council a number of times and a number of different councils. And each time there's been a lot of hesitation to change the zoning to benefit real estate speculation, i.e. encouraging them to sell. Mm-hmm. However, when you put it into the framework of affordable housing, there is the potential for it to contribute to a solution. There is work being done at the municipality to see if those units could be used as perpetually affordable housing or employee housing, which is a lot different than being able to sell it on the market. This also has to do, I think, with the 30-day stay zoning is not really enforceable.
Somebody standing outside everyone's door, you've been here for 28 days now.
Yes, that is a problem. Yeah. And I know for a fact that many of the units are being pulled out and used for staff accom or people just living there.
Well, that's the need, right?
Yes.
So I understand this is going back before Canmore Council in the new year?
Yes, actually, Sean Krauser, on January 5th, he's going to suggest that the town administration explore and report back to council with an evaluation of options to address the problems associated with visitor accommodation zoning.
And one of the big overarching issues that has often been expressed when this comes up is if these are hotel units and being rented out, how many hotel units does Canmore as a community that has a tourism industry need? Especially given the fact that all three of our major future developments, Spring Creek, Silvertip, and Three Sisters, include major hotel developments with them. There was a needs assessment. It looked at that, but it didn't really get sussed out of that process. We saw some really super interesting data, like we have more small locally owned businesses than anywhere else.
Right.
There may be a solution that benefits everyone and every need, but it really needs to be looked at specifically with all options on the table instead of starting out that process with absolute hesitation to change at all. I totally understand why council would be hesitant to start changing zoning in that area, but let's at least look at it.
This is a council that's proven that they're willing to explore all options when it comes to affordability in the town, and this certainly seems like a strong one at least to look at.
Mystic Springs just had two sales of 900 square foot fully furnished units for $165,000.
What? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And that includes a big pool and a hot tub. Once the zoning was removed, if that went up, say, 50%, it still puts it at around $250,000, which for a young professional family is definitely doable, and you can get a mortgage.